and peace be multiplied among us through the knowledge of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have never met a Christian on the campus of Concordia Seminary who did not want to be a better Christian. I've never met a Christian any place who did not want to grow as a child of God. I know a little bit about what that means in personal terms because I am a Christian. I do not always agree with the program of growth that God seems to stretch out before me, for me, as a Christian. So at the same time, I recognize about myself and about you that growth as a child of God is a personal struggle. But that person seated next to you this morning wants to be a better lover, a more complete forgiver, a more ardent worshiper of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It's fitting then that as a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we would spell out a goal for ourselves that simply says that we may grow. Because the life generated in us by the power of God's Holy Spirit at work in His Word is the kind of life that is manifested by a drive within the child of God for competence as a child of God. And there is within every Christian that intrinsic motive to become what God is calling him to be. It's fitting also that within that large framework, that larger goal that we may grow, that we would, during the month of September, focus upon knowledge within that growth, and remind ourselves as the people of God that to know is to grow. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Colossians. And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Apostle Paul was eager for the maturity of the Colossian Christian. And that's what we're saying to each other. When during the month of September, we remind each other of that call of God to grow, to know Him, and to know His will for us. To know is to grow. Because to know God is to be caught up by the power of His Spirit that written in His Word, and to be possessed by that Spirit. The knowledge of God is not merely a chunk of information about God. Rather, it is that process by which God Himself enables us more and more to come to maturity with respect to our knowledge of Him. To know God is first of all to be known by God. All of our knowledge is totally dependent upon, first of all, being known by God himself. Paul asks the Galatian believers, remember, but now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and beggarly elements, those elemental spirits whose slaves you want to be once more? To know God is to live in a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. When God is revealed as the Savior of us all, I thank thee, Father, Jesus said, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast given these things unto wise and understanding, and revealed them to be. Yea, Father, for such is thy gracious will. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. You know very well that in Old Testament times God revealed himself through his great acts of creation and preservation, judgment and forgiveness. But people did more in Old Testament times than acquire more data about God. To know God meant for the Old Testament Christians to respond to God by being obedient to his rules for them. For New Testament Christians, to know God is likewise to respond to God with our whole being, with our decisions, the decisions of our will, as well as with the intentions and imagination of our hearts. In the greatest act of history, God made full disclosure of himself in the redemptive life and death and resurrection of Jesus. To put our total confidence in Jesus by the power of God's Spirit, and then to put ourselves at his total disposal for service to others. That's what it means to know the Father who sent him. And how do we help each other know him? So that they also may know God and grow in his grace and love in Jesus Christ. In his provocative little book, Christian Education for Liberation, J.C. Ryn recalls the motto over the doorway in the College of Teachers at Washington Cathedral. If you do not dramatize the word, they will not understand the message. Ryn suggests that our children, our young people, and our adults need not so much to hear the Christian life described again as to see it lived. That's what Christian education is all about. Genuine Christian education is dramatic, not auditory. Sometimes we've been too worthy in trying to speak the word. And sometimes we've been too abstract. God's message in Jesus Christ and Paul made it very clear to us as we read again his letter to the Colossians is always concrete speech, and the message of God's saving work in Jesus is always to somebody. It is never about somebody or about something. To know God is to speak of and to respond to him in the concrete and in the specific, not in the abstract. Look to the prophets, Jim instructs. They use symbols and drama and words that did not compromise the content. Seldom are the scriptures concerned about what shall I think, but rather their intent more often goes beyond that. What shall I do? Jim Sidney wrote a little table in which he has a weaver and the silkworm in conversation. The silkworm is spinning a cocoon, and the weaver innocently asks, where did you get that stuff? And the silkworm innocently replies, Do you want to make something out of it? They both went away insulted. So a word to the wise is not sufficient if it is not understood. To speak in the abstract is to death right past the ears of both of us. The example of the biblical writing leads us to a better practice than that. To know is to grow. To know God is to be taught by the power of His Spirit at work in His Word, and to be possessed of His, so that we live in that intimate link of fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the call to each one of us, that with brothers and sisters in the faith, we may know God better, is that we dramatize that word in what we say and in what we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.